Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 24, lows of 16. Wednesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 24, lows of 17. Thursday we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 21, lows of 16. It won't be a good day to hang out your washing. Friday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 15. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Newport for Islands County Town could throw its hat into the ring to be granted city status as part of honours being awarded for the Queen's 2022 Platinum Jubilee celebrations. A motion calling for Newport to join the likes of Swindon, Milton Keynes, Dudley and Reading in vying for the coveted title will be discussed by the Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet on Thursday the 9th of September. The proposal put forward by Councillor Martin Oliver, who represents Shide and Mountjoy Ward, already has the backing of Newport and Carisbrook Community Council. In a report published this week, Cabinet members are being recommended to support the motion and lead the preparation of a bid. This would be subject to the Shaping Newport Steering Group agreeing to assist with the application, as the Council has limited capacity to allocate to the work necessary to prepare a bid. Meanwhile, plans have been unveiled for 130 homes on Camp Road in Freshwater, 8 years after a previous attempt for 8 homes was rejected. Developers have gone back to the drawing board and brought forward a new scheme that they hope will address the housing shortage on the island. Previous plans for 8 homes in 2013 were refused by the Isle of Wight Council and later by the Planning Inspectorate due to insufficient information in planning documents and the piecemeal development approach proposed. Developers then approached the Council in 2019 for pre-application advice proposing 170 homes. Although planning officers were in support of the 170 home scheme, they suggested decreasing the numbers and altering in the layout. Finally, a safe has been stolen at a second Isle of Wight pub. Shelfleet's new inn was targeted over the bank holiday weekend. Its owners posted on social media on Monday to say, "A nice bank holiday weekend with some lovely people and feedback. What a shame it gets ruined by some local individuals who broke in last night and stole the safe. Luckily for us, everyone pays by debit card. Good luck to them trying to open it. They will be disappointed. If you have information, contact police on 101. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events from the past week in history. The 1st of September 1666 was the start of the Great Fire of London, which burned down around half of the medieval city. The fire was started in a bakery on Pudding Lane that was owned by Thomas Faulkner. Although fires were a common occurrence back then, this fire spread quickly and reached the River Thames, where warehouses contained goods that were very flammable. In 1666, there was no organised firefighting, and what was used had little effect. Eventually, the fire was stopped due to several buildings being blown up, which meant that the fire could not spread. The 2nd of September 1964 was the birth date of actor Keanu Reeves. He is known for playing roles such as Assassin John Wick from the series of the same name, and as computer hacker Neo from The Matrix. Over the course of his career, Keanu has won 12 awards and has been nominated for 28 more. Currently, he has been working on a fourth film in the Matrix series, which has been made 18 years after the previous Matrix film. The 4th of September 1998 was when the famous company Google was founded. The name comes from the term Google, a number followed by 100 zeros. Google is most famous for its search engine of the same name, which is the biggest search engine in the world. Other well-known Google products include Gmail, an email application, and Google Maps, a global map tool. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is deliquesce. D-E-L-I-Q-U-E-S-C-E. It is a verb which means to become liquid, usually during decomposition. However, it can also refer to a solid which dissolves by absorbing moisture from the air. It can be used in the sentence, mushrooms will start to deliquesce once left in a warm place for a week or so. It originated from the mid-18th century from the Latin word deliquescere, which means dissolve, from the prefix de, which means down, followed by liquescere, which means become liquid. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. Coffee Ice Cream Day on Monday the 6th of September is a day when people can indulge in a wide range of caffeinated ice cream flavours such as cappuccino, vanilla coffee, espresso, toffee coffee or any of the other coffee flavoured ice creams. So, on this day, treat yourself to some coffee ice cream or make your favourite coffee and top it with a scoop of ordinary ice cream. In either case, you'll discover why coffee and ice cream are a perfect match in terms of flavour. Number 2. Ampersand Day on Wednesday the 8th of September celebrates the weird curly symbol that is frequently substituted for the word and in logos and other situations where an author is attempting to save time. Despite the fact that most people don't give it much consideration, it is a symbol with a long and illustrious history. Whether or not you consider yourself a language nerd, this could be the perfect day to celebrate it. Number 3. Make Your Bed Day on Saturday the 11th of September celebrates something which may appear to be a chore, but is also something that should be done every day. Making your bed fosters better sleeping patterns and is also an important step in keeping your bedroom organised. It's also a smart idea to ensure that your bed sheets are as fresh as possible. Starting a bed making routine on this day can help to remind everyone to begin making their beds. And finally, number 4. Hug Your Hound Day on Sunday the 12th of September celebrates individuals who spend their quality time with their dogs and who also consider how they see the world. This implies that you should inspect all of the areas where your dog may be to ensure there are no hidden dangers. It also implies that you should give your pet some attention. And, as the name suggests, give your dog a warm cuddle, as this is a holiday on which our society should be more tolerant of these animals. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Kyle Mooney, who's a comedian, born in 1984, he's 37. Laszlo Jones, who's a radio host, born in 1973, who's 48. And Tom Watson, who's a golfer, born in 1949, who's 72. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more of you next weekend. Bye for now.
In I Love Fight news this week, the Chief Officer of Citizens Advice, I Love Fight, has described keeping the £20 universal credit increase introduced throughout the coronavirus pandemic as the single best way to promote a strong, fair recovery. Paul Saville from local charity CAIW went on to say, "The £20 a week increase doesn't just help our clients keep food on the table, it's a critical cash boost for communities that need it most. Taking it away on the 6th of October will hit many islanders. The universal credit increase has been a lifeline for thousands on the Isle of Wight during the coronavirus crisis. At CAIW alone, we've supported 1,131 people with universal credit over the course of the pandemic, around 45% of which we hadn't spoken to before. Meanwhile, with some of the busiest months seen for years, the Isle of Wight Council's planning service has been recruiting temporary staff to help out. Unusually high numbers of planning applications, enforcement, and requests for work to protected trees have been coming in as the island returns to normality after lockdown. Since September 2020, the department has experienced 8 out of the 10 busiest months for planning applications received since January 2018. And it hasn't only been the number of planning applications that has gone up. The number of planning enforcement complaints increased by 37% during lockdown, and there was a 24% increase in tree works applications in the year 2020 to 2021. To help manage this increase, 4 temporary staff worked during May and June to deal with planning applications and enforcement. Planning bosses intend to take on further temporary staff to continue this work. Finally, on Saturday the 11th of September, from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m, the Isle of Wight's oldest working charity, created to support more than 6,000 islanders who are visually impaired, is opening its doors to anyone who wants to know more. This year, Sight for Wight are working with representatives from 10 other national and local organisations, so it will be a one-stop shop for advice, help, equipment and support for islanders living with their eye conditions or anyone wanting to understand more about what support is available. CEO Lisa Hollyhead explains, "Sight for Wight supports members through their entire low vision journey from diagnosis onwards. As someone born legally blind but also someone who's losing their hearing rapidly, I understand what having both a lifelong sensory loss is like and what losing a second sense also brings. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycutts O'Toole."
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.